Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 4. A Proverbial Story by Ted Hildebrand and ChatGPT. In a prosperous kingdom nestled between two great rivers, there lived a man named Cedric, known far and wide for his immense wealth. He owned fleets of ships, acres of fertile land, and vaults filled with gold. But what set him apart more than his fortune was his pride in it. "Gold is a shield against all storms," he would often boast. "There is no problem that a gold coin cannot solve," he maintained. On the edge of this kingdom, in a humble cottage framed by vines and wildflowers, lived an old widow named Zoe. Her only treasures were her kindness and the joy she brought to others. She spent her days tending to the sick, feeding the hungry, and comforting the lonely. Though she had little, she gave freely, believing that righteousness and goodness were a currency far more enduring than gold. Cedric, triumphantly riding on his chariot, often passed by Zoe's humble hut, scoffing at her destitution outside his massive city walls. One summer, a dark cloud began to rise in the east, not of weather, but of war. A great army, vengeful and merciless, swept through the land, leaving ruin in its wake. The king summoned his lords and wealthy merchants to fortify the city. Cedric, fearing for his riches, locked them deep underground and hired mercenaries with promises of gold. "Let them come," he said with a sneer. "No wrath can break through wealth's defenses." But wrath did come, swift and unforgiving. The city burned, the mercenaries fled, and Cedric, clutching a small sack of jewels, ran through the smoke-choked streets and exited his burning city. He reached a small, meager cottage outside the city walls, where Zoe and others had taken refuge. The invading army ignored such impoverished spaces, so the shanty was a haven for those who had nothing left. Cedric banged on the doors. "Let me in," he cried. "I can pay you. I have jewels." Zoe recognized his voice. From within, she whispered to the farmer, "Open the door." The farmer hesitated, but obeyed. Inside, Cedric fell to his knees, panting, jewels slipping through his fingers. He looked at Zoe and the basket of deplorables who had hidden there, children, the elderly, the poor. They had nothing, yet they were calm. He turned to Zoe. "Why did you let me in? I have mocked and scoffed at you." Zoe touched his shoulder gently. "Gold has never been my measure. Mercy and righteousness are." The war passed. The kingdom rebuilt slowly, not with riches, but with righteousness. Cedric, humbled, sold his vast vaults of gold and built homes for the displaced. He spent his remaining days side by side with Zoe, learning that some things could never be bought: trust, kindness, loyalty, and righteousness. In the end, it was not the gold coins in his vault, but the righteousness of a poor widow that had saved him. He came to understand the ancient wisdom he once ignored. Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 4.